Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Temptation by Cheryl Woods, performed by Tanya Eby.
1. Jason Kane had finally seen a woman he wanted, and no one in the whole incompetent world of television seemed to know who she was. Okay, that was a slight exaggeration, he admitted, as he replayed the brief scene. Surely some of those idiots on the set of Within Our Reach, his network's failing soap, knew her. She'd just sashayed across the screen in today's episode, wearing a form-fitting uniform and displaying more shapely leg than any cop he'd ever seen on the streets of New York. Unfortunately, they hadn't deigned to give her a credit. He'd run through the crawl listing the actors a half dozen times to no avail. He'd checked with the casting people, who seemed to have a vague recollection of the walk-on part, but not the actress who'd gotten it. He'd had his secretary on the phone to the producers for the past hour. All she'd discovered was that the woman seemed to be a friend of someone connected to the show. That someone, whoever it was, had called in a favor to get her the tiny non-speaking role. Given the lack of a social security number on record, she apparently hadn't been paid a dime. He played the video again, second-guessing himself, wondering if perhaps his initial reaction, okay, his first dozen reactions, had been aberrations. He homed in on her in the crowded scene, just as he had every other time. His body tightened with masculine appreciation, just as it had before. His pulse kicked in, again. His gut instinct, said to be the best in the entire television industry, went on red alert as he studied the close-up image enlarged to 3 times life-size on the giant screen before him. Her cute little tush and long, long legs might have aroused his most basic carnal instincts, but it was that image on the screen that had held his cooler, more professional fascination. Her blonde hair feathered softly around a delicate face so exquisite it would have had Marlena Dietrich in her prime weeping with envy. Her mouth was a lushly sculpted work of art. Her eyes, an impossible shade of vivid summer sky blue, were capable of such intense scrutiny, he knew without a doubt that she could render a man weak with no more than a glance. In that bit part as a cop, every movement of her body, every expression that crossed her face, had hinted subtly of intriguing interrogation techniques. So, he thought with yet another sigh of pure, heartfelt satisfaction, it hadn't been a fluke.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?